Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Glad you are with us today. Our subject is, do you see how Satan works? Now, it's interesting, God primarily uses the ears as a portal to man's soul, where Satan primarily uses the eyes as a portal to man's soul. So listen to these verses about the eyes. In Genesis 3:6, it says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good," so Eve was tempted when she saw that the tree was desirable. In 2 Samuel 11:2, David, from the rooftop, he saw the woman Bathsheba. He was tempted with his eyes. Matthew 4:8, the devil showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. Again, with the eyes. Job 24:15, the eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight. Ezekiel 20, verse 7, cast ye away every man the abomination of his eyes. 2 Peter 2:14, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. And then one more verse, Mark 9:47 says, Jesus said, if thy eye offend thee, the word offend means causes you to sin. He said, pluck it out. It's better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. So notice again, he said, the eye.
Those are great verses, Bill. So we need to guard our eyes, what we watch. Also in Luke 11:34, Jesus is speaking and he's talking about the light of the body, or the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. You know, it makes me think about how an x-ray works. You know, when people have an x-ray of their body, usually the spot that is dark is bad in the body.
Right. And God's saying, have your eye single so that the whole body is full of light.
Yes. So it's interesting. I know they can even tie health to, what we put in our ears and eyes and in our heart, and the attitudes and things like that we develop can actually affect our health.
Right.
And, you know, that's verses really is just speaking about the unbelief of the Jews. My Bible has some notes in it and says that the unbelief of the Jews was not due to the lack of signs or evidence Jesus did, but to their own blindness. So light does little good for those with diseased eyes. Jesus is God's light, but their spiritual blindness kept them from seeing him.
That's interesting. So their eyes have they closed.
People, exactly.
They close their own eyes to the truth.
And then in contrast, God uses the ears. In Matthew 13:15, their ears are full of hearing.
Dull of hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, are dull of hearing. So our ears can be dull or they can be quick to hear. Matthew 11:15, Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And Jesus said that in the Gospels 10 times.
Wow.
And then in Revelation, he said it 7 times, the same thing. He that has an ear, let him hear.
Well, he's really trying to get it across to us 17 times.
Yes, about our hearing, and then be quick to listen to God. You know, John 10:27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So if you're his child, you do hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to negate that and keep saying with our mouth, I never hear from God, I can't hear.
Right.
Jesus said, we do hear.
That's what we should hear.
Yes. And John 8:43 says, because you cannot hear my word. He said that to the unbelieving Pharisees.
Right. So they cannot hear his word.
Correct. So it takes faith, too, to exercise and hear from God as a child of God.
That's right. Acts 7:57 says, then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears from hearing. This was the Pharisees again. And they were stoning him. And he said, he saw Jesus standing on the throne of God. They couldn't even stand to hear it. So they stopped their ears from hearing. That's interesting. Then in Mark 4:24, Jesus said, take heed what you hear. Then again, he said in Luke 8:18, take heed how you hear. That's interesting too. You know, how you hear and what you hear.
Yes, I know. These verses are so good about the ears. John 12:47 says, if any man hear my words.
So we can hear his words.
And Isaiah 55:3 says, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live.
Oh, that's good.
So we have to, just like James says, we have to draw near to God and he'll draw near to us.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 50 verses 4 and 5 say, the Lord, he wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened mine ear.
Oh, that's good too. You know, in this one, Matthew 13:43, it's actually all through this chapter of 13, Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, this is after Jesus told them about hellfire and weeping and gnashing of teeth, because so many today still don't believe in an eternal hell. So then he told them again, for the third time, he told them about weeping and gnashing of teeth and the hellfire. And then he asked them, have you understood all these things? I thought that's interesting. He wanted to make sure they heard it. They got the point of how serious hell is.
So he said it three times.
Three times. You know, 1 Samuel chapter 3, Samuel went to Eli. He thought Eli was calling him. Three times this happened, and then Eli realized it was God speaking to Samuel. So we need to tune in and know when it is God speaking to us. I think that's interesting. You know, and also in 1 Kings 19:11, Elijah saw the wind, fire, and earthquake. It was not God, though. In verse 12, a still small voice. So God was in the still small voice. You know, and that makes me think of a story I'd like to share. When I was in working in real estate, when I first started selling homes in a particular neighborhood, well, I was in the habit of getting up and reading and praying every morning. But one particular morning I got up and I really felt I heard the voice of the Lord clearly. I was strongly impressed this was God. And God said to me, study all the facts and figures to do with the neighborhood you want to sell homes in. I just started selling homes in this particular neighborhood, and I wanted to get my first listing. So I began studying the figures, how many acres is a complex, how many models are there, what's the square footage of each, and so forth. I studied all the facts and figures. Well, later that day, I got my first call from someone that wanted to interview me along with another agent. So I was up first, he interviewed me, but it was interesting, the first things he did when I sat down, he said, so how many models are there of mine? I said, 41. He said, well, what's the square footage? I said, 1992. He said, how many sold this year? I said, 7. He said, how many sold last year? I said, 4. He said, what's the acres of the complex? I said, 33. He said, how many acres is our lake? I said, 1.5. He said, how do you know all these figures? I said, it's part of my job. Well, I just learned it that morning. So my point is, what if I wouldn't have gotten up early and heard the voice of the Lord to study all the facts and figures? And he asked me all those questions. Do you think I would have got the listing? No way.
No.
He would have interviewed the next guy. But because I was able to answer them, I listed it. And, you know, it was interesting. I walked out the door and a couple were walking by and they said, hey, Bill, how you doing? Because I lived in the same neighborhood. And they said, listen, our friends are over having dinner and they really want to buy our particular model. And I said, well, I just listed one 30 seconds ago. It was happened to be the same two-story model. So he said, can I see it? Can I show it to my friends? And I said, sure. So I knocked on the door and I said, can I show your home? He says, man, you work fast. So came in and showed them the home and they loved it. They bought it right on the spot. So I ended up selling the home that very day, made quite a bit of money. So, but again, my point was, if I wouldn't have gotten up early and heard the voice of the Lord, as we can do as Christians, I would not have made the sale. So God prospered me because I was obedient to get up early. And, you know, and there are several verses. Ezekiel 12:8 says, and in the morning came the word of the Lord unto me. So you can get a word of the Lord from God in the morning. And also Job 7:18 says, God visits man every morning. So it's a blessing if we get up early and listen to the voice of the Lord our God. He comes by to visit us every morning.
So, Bill, how did you hear that from the Lord?
You know, it's just an inner voice, an inner witness, but there's a peace that comes when you hear from God. It's just an inner knowing, but you do have to spend time with God to recognize his voice, to know it's him. And like I said, it's a peace, it's a inner knowing, I don't know how to quite put it, but you just know it's God.
So So it just came up from your spirit into your, like a thought, it came up into your mind.
Right, came up into my mind strongly. Study all the facts and figures to do with your neighborhood. Now, I heard that in my mind.
That's so good.
And so that's God speaking to us if we'll be sensitive to hear his voice.
That's so good.
You know, and so I thought that was interesting. Jeremiah 25:4 says, "And the Lord has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them. But you have not hearkened nor inclined your ear to hear." Mm. I thought that's a good verse. So God sends prophets to tell us, but people don't incline their ear to hear.
Yeah, so it takes effort. Just like any relationship, it takes more effort to listen to people well.
That's right.
Than just to speak.
That's right.
And I know the Lord does speak to us, but most of the time, like you said, it takes time to be still in the morning to hear, and most are just too busy. You know, we miss God so many times because of that. And sometimes he's giving us a warning of the evil that may come upon us that day so that we can avoid it. You know, and I remember that there were many people who heard from the Lord the morning of the Twin Towers before they fell.
That's right.
You know, they gave their stories on television or radio, and they explained, you know, how they just felt not to go to work that morning.
That's
and
right.
It was the Lord warning them, or they had their little girl or boy delay them, wanted to play with them that morning. Just interesting things where it was God trying to flag them down, like, don't go in right now. Don't, you know, come in late, or don't go in at all.
Right.
You know?
And there were many reports of that happening. So God was trying to get a hold of so many people.
I know. Sometimes I wish it was where you knew what it was. Sometimes for me, it's I'll get in the car and all of a sudden I'll feel a check in my spirit, like this uneasy feeling that it's like a bad, something's not right in my gut. And then a lot of times I just have to sit there before I take off. You know, maybe it's the Lord reminding me I forgot something I need to bring, or there's going to be an accident. Just sit here for a while. You're going to miss it if you just sit here.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's really, God is so good that he's always trying to flag us down.
Right. He's warning us. So we have to take heed to that warning, pay attention to it. He's trying to get our attention so we can avoid a disaster. You know, there's many stories in the Old Testament too about listening to God's voice. And I just want to share a couple. You know, David had inquired of the Lord in 2 Samuel 5:23 if he should go and fight the Philistines in the valley of Rephaim. And the Lord said, "Thou shalt not go up, but to fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when you hear the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall stir thyself up, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." Now, that's interesting because so God fought for David, but he first gave him a strategy. God gave David a strategy. Now, if David would not have taken the time to listen, then he would have lost the battle. God gave him specific instructions in order to win. So God fights for us, but he also expects us to hear his instructions. I think that's important. Another story in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1 through 24, the enemy was coming against Israel, and King Jehoshaphat and all the people fasted and prayed to hear from God and to ask his help. They were far outnumbered and had no chance against the enemy. And so God spoke and gave them a plan. And so, but the point is, they had first prayed and fasted and then told by God to just stand still. They did that, and then they praised God, and then the enemy turned on each other and killed each other.
That's a truly amazing story. You know, and that's interesting too. The point is that they first prayed, fasted, and waited to hear God's instructions. If they didn't hear, then they would have been defeated in battle.
That's right. So, and it wouldn't have been God's will for them to lose, but they didn't take the time. So they did. Fortunately, David listened.
Yes, and hearing from God is so crucial. You know, too many Christians would just say, well, I guess that was God's will that we lost.
Right.
And just have this passive, lazy attitude. But no, God wants us to draw near to him and incline our ear, and it takes effort.
Right. And David did that all the time throughout the Bible. You saw story after story, he inclined to the ear. He inclined unto God. He wanted to hear God's voice. He went before God. He prayed and fasted before he would go to battle, and then he would win those battles.
That's so good. You know, hearing from God is something we all have to learn. If a child plays with a radio dial, you know, they will not find a specific station. We need to learn how to tune in to hear God's voice. One of the ways is to wait on the Lord or be patient and still.
That's right.
And that's a tough one for most of us because we're so busy and there's so many distractions. And to just find that time for,
right,
for quiet, you know, is really important.
It is. And people want to hear from God in 5 minutes.
Yes, you know, correct. Everything's instant in this society. And that's not always how it works. No. Most of the time, it does not work that way.
And faith works by patience. You know, it's interesting. And we have to have faith with everything we receive from God. But patience is one of the requirements of faith. And to wait on God, I know most people don't like that.
Yes. And another way to hear from God and that increases your sensitivity is to take time to pray in tongues or in your heavenly prayer language.
That's right. You know, I just want to share one short, quick story. There was a time also when I had written up 2 offers on one property. I had the listing and I wrote up, I had 2 buyers that wanted it. So I wrote up the offers. They were both full price, the same amount down, both qualified. Everything was equal. And so it was very difficult to discern which one do you take. And the owner of the property is looking to me. Well, the one buyer came up $5,000 or $10,000 more than the other buyer. So he was deciding which one do I take. And of course, you'd want to take the one that, with a higher price if everything else seemed equal. But you know, something inside of me, I just know it was God's voice saying, take the lower one. Those people couldn't go any higher. It was, they were paying full price already. And I just felt like I told the seller, you should take the lower one. Well, that was difficult for him to do because it's $10,000 less. But I felt, no, there's something about this one that just doesn't feel right. Don't take the other one, the lower one. Well, about 3 days later, we found out the first one with a higher price, the guy just lost his job.
Oh, wow.
And so he wouldn't have qualified and he wouldn't have bought the home. So we wouldn't have known that though. And now if he accepted that one, that other buyer would have maybe been gone. You know, we were lost the real buyer.
Oh, that's a good point. Wow.
So again, hearing from God is so important. You know, Psalms 4:4 says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Now, I just want to break down that verse a minute. You know, it's saying, stand in awe or have a holy reverence for God and do not sin, because sin deceives us. It hardens our heart and dulls us from hearing, as Jesus said in Matthew 13:15. Their ears are dull of hearing. Then the psalm says, commune with your own heart. In other words, take time to pray from your heart and in the privacy of your own bedroom, you know, not away from everybody else. No one's watching. And then be quiet and listen. Matthew 11:15, Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. We need to take the time to listen. So he will answer us if we take the time in his presence.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.